It's story time. The Magnificent Minnow, an African folktale. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Atu's Travels. Long ago, in the kingdom of Ghana in Africa, there lived a poor man named Atu. He never traveled outside of the town of Kibi, where he grew up. Atu lived in a small hut with his mother and father. Atu wished he had money in his pocket. He wished he had a large hut of his own. When Atu complained, his wise father said,
"It does not matter if you are rich or poor. All men must die in the end."
Atu grew tired of seeing the same people and the same grass huts each day. He wished to see more of his country. On his birthday, he decided to visit the distant city of Accra near the sea. He had heard villagers talk about a big outdoor market there. At first, Atu was worried because he only spoke the language of his village. He packed his bag and soon forgot his worries. He said goodbye to his family and walked south toward the sea. Atu walked and walked and walked. He slept on his old blanket under a full moon. After many days and nights, Atu smelled the sea air. He felt warm sand between his toes. When he saw the market, he knew he had reached Accra at last. Chapter 2. The Market. Atu had never seen such riches before. The vendors sold many things: clay pots, brown sugar, and various meats. The smell of chichinga made him want to take a bite of the roasted meat. Atu saw a pen full of fat goats across the road. He wished he had sweet goat's milk to drink. If only his family were not so poor.
"Who owns this herd of fine goats?"
Atu asked. The vendor looked confused. Atu asked again.
"Minnow," she said.
"Minnow must be a rich man to own so many animals,"
said Atu. The chief of Kibi owned only a few thin goats himself. Atu explored the large market, walking from stall to stall. He found a woman selling kente cloth. Atu had never seen so many different colors in one place. He knew the meanings of the colors. Blue meant peace, and green meant harvest. He ran his hands over the beautiful cloth.
"Does all of this kente cloth belong to you?"
Atu asked. "Minnow," said the woman with a big smile.
"Minnow must be a king,"
said Atu. At noon, the sun shone down on Accra. Atu's stomach began to hurt. His mouth felt as dry as a desert. He had not eaten breakfast, and it was now time to eat lunch. He walked until he found fish for sale. The silver fish skin shone in the sun. Atu had never seen so many fish.
"Do you know who caught these fish?"
Atu asked.
"Minnow," said the vendor.
"The Magnificent Minnow, of course,"
said Atu.
"He must be a hard worker."
Atu could not believe one man caught all of the fish.
"There must be hundreds, maybe thousands of fish. Minnow must own all the boats in the water, too."
he thought.
Atu saw an old woman with a fancy hat pass by. He followed her through the crowd of people. His mother liked hats, but she only owned two.
Did you buy your hat at the market?
Atu asked. The old woman shook her head no.
Was the hat a gift?
He asked, pointing to her head. Minu, she said.
Minu owns so many animals. Minu works very hard. And he gives beautiful gifts. What a great man Minu must be,
said Atu. Chapter 3. A Sad Goodbye. Atu finished his shopping in the market of Accra. He put all of his things into his bag and walked away. The sound of drums filled his ears. He saw a funeral procession. Everyone cried many tears. They sang songs that Atu did not understand. Atu asked the people who had died.
Minu,
they said. A big tear slid down Atu's face. He knew how sad the villagers were. For a man to both work hard and act kind was a rare thing. Atu thought about Minu on the long walk back to his little hut. He wanted to tell his family about the goats, the cloth, the hat, and Minu. Chapter 4. A Magnificent Man. When Atu returned home, he smiled when he saw his small grass hut. He gave his mother a pink hat. Then he told his family about the city near the sea. He told them about the great man named Minu.
It's too bad he died before I met him,
said Atu. Atu's father was a very wise man.
You do not speak the same language as the people of Accra,
he said.
Minu means I do not understand.
Atu was very surprised to hear this.
They all answered Minu because they did not understand me?
He asked.
This is true,
said his father. Atu made a sad face.
I have been such a fool,
he said.
Do not worry, my son. Think of the things you could have learned from such a great man,
said Atu's father.
I am lucky to have such a wise father,
said Atu. Atu never forgot his travels to Accra. He became the hardest worker in Kibi. He became rich. He shared with the poor because he was happy with what he had. Atu dreamt of becoming a man like the magnificent Minu. And he was.